On a bright Tuesday morning in the San Damaso courtyard of the Apostolic Palace, 30 young men took a solemn oath of allegiance to the Pope against a backdrop of pomp and circumstance. As new members of the Pontifical Swiss Guard, they join an elite force who has been protecting pontiffs and serving the Church since 1506. The elaborate swearing-in ceremony took place in the presence of Vatican dignitaries, the new Swiss ambassador to the Holy See, Pierre-Yves Fuchs, and Archbishop Giovanni Angelo Becciu, substitute for General Affairs of the Secretariat of State. In a speech, the Guard's commander, Colonel Daniel Anrig, told the new recruits that they were swearing an oath to serve the Supreme Pontiff faithfully, loyally and honourably, and commit all their forces for him, even at the risk of one's own life, if necessary.
Voi giurate di servire sommo pontefice fedelmente, lealmente e onorevolmente.
As part of the ceremony, each new member placed a hand on the flag of the Swiss Guard and raised three fingers on their other hand, which symbolises the Holy Trinity. This event, which takes place every year on the 6th of May, marks the most significant and blackest day in the history of the Guard, when in 1527, 147 members lost their lives while fighting the Holy Roman Empire troops during the sack of Rome. This battle allowed Pope Clement VII to escape to safety through a stone passageway leading from the Vatican to Castel Sant'Angelo on the Tiber River. During their time in service as Swiss Guards, these men will wear the famous blue, yellow and red uniform, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Apart from protecting the Pope, they will be called on to answer tourists' queries, perform ceremonial duties and assist at Vatican events. I'm Lydia O'Kane.